Why this works: shrimp tempura relies on a delicate batter and precise frying to achieve its signature light, crisp texture. The batter consists of a 1-to-1 ratio of cold water to cake flour, with the addition of a single egg yolk. Cold ingredients minimize gluten formation, resulting in a tender coating. The shrimp, deveined and lightly scored, cook evenly while maintaining moisture. Frying at a consistent oil temperature between 170 degrees Celsius and 180 degrees Celsius ensures the batter crisps without absorbing excess oil. The shrimp's natural sweetness contrasts with the savory batter, highlighting the dish's subtle flavors. Common mistakes: overmixing the batter. Target: mix flour and egg water with chopsticks for 5 to 10 seconds maximum. Visible flour lumps are correct. Why it matters: mixing develops gluten in the flour. Gluten produces a tough, chewy crust, the opposite of tempura's delicate, lacy shatter. Lumps and dry pockets are features, not bugs. What to do? Stop mixing while you can still see streaks of dry flour. The batter goes into the oil. It doesn't need to be uniform. Workarounds: for absolute beginners, mix flour with 30% cornstarch. Less gluten potential, more forgiving. For super crisp results, the Japanese restaurant trick is to use cake flour, lower protein, instead of all-purpose. Using warm batter. Target: ice-cold water, ice-cold eggs, batter mixed in a chilled bowl. Some chefs add ice cubes directly to the batter. Why it matters? Cold inhibits gluten formation. Warm water plus warm flour develops gluten in seconds. Cold water plus cold flour leaves the gluten dormant. This is why old Japanese kitchens have a special tempura bowl kept in the fridge. What to do? Pre-chill everything for at least 30 minutes before frying. Mix the batter right before frying, not earlier. Workarounds: for a faster route, use chilled sparkling water instead of plain. The carbonation adds extra lift in the crust. Wet shrimp. Target: shrimp surface dry enough that batter sticks immediately on contact. Why it matters? Water on the shrimp surface flash boils on contact with hot oil, 170 to 180 degrees Celsius, creating steam pockets that push the batter away. The result is bare patches and detached batter strands floating in the oil. What to do? Pat shrimp aggressively dry with paper towels right before battering. Dust lightly with plain flour first to ensure full coverage. Workarounds: for pre-frozen shrimp, thaw on a rack overnight in the fridge to maximize drying. Score the shrimp belly to prevent curling, exposes more surface area for the batter to grip. Wrong oil temperature. Target: 170 to 180 degrees Celsius measured with a thermometer. Visually, a chopstick dipped in produces a steady stream of small bubbles. Why it matters? Below 170 degrees Celsius, the batter absorbs oil before it crisps. Soggy, greasy tempura. Above 190 degrees Celsius, the batter browns before the shrimp cooks through. The window is narrow. What to do? Use a thermometer. Adjust heat between batches. Temperature drops every time food enters the oil. Workarounds: no thermometer, drop a small ball of batter in. It should sink halfway, then bob up immediately. If it sinks deep and stays, too cold. If it floats on the surface immediately, too hot. Overcrowding the oil. Target: no more than 4 to 5 pieces of shrimp in a 25-centimeter pot at a time. Oil should be at least 60% uncovered. Why it matters? Each piece of food entering oil drops the temperature 5 to 10 degrees Celsius. Overcrowding compounds the drop and stalls the cooking arc. What to do? Fry in small batches. Wait 30 seconds between batches for the oil to recover temperature. Workarounds: for larger volume, use a deeper pot with more oil. More thermal mass equals smaller temperature drop per piece. Serving immediately fried. Target: drain on a wire rack, not paper towels, for 30 seconds, then serve within 2 minutes. Why it matters? Paper towels trap steam against the bottom of the tempura, turning the crust soggy. A wire rack lets steam escape from all sides, and tempura starts losing its crispness within 3 minutes. It's a served immediately food. What to do? Set up a wire rack over a tray before you start frying. Eat as you fry, restaurant bar style. Workarounds: for dinner parties, fry in batches and serve in waves rather than holding everything at the end. A 100 degree Celsius oven with a wire rack inside can hold tempura for up to 5 minutes without serious sogginess. What to look for? Successful shrimp tempura exhibits a pale golden color with a crisp, airy texture. The batter should feel light adhering to the shrimp in a delicate, lacy pattern. When bitten, the coating shatters easily without resistance, indicating proper frying. The shrimp inside should be tender and juicy, with a slight bounce, indicating doneness. Aroma is subtle, with no lingering oily scent. An off-white batter signals overmixing or excessive flour. Monitor the oil for clarity. Cloudiness suggests improperly dried shrimp or residual batter particles. Chef's view: professional chefs emphasize the importance of mise en place for tempura. All ingredients should be prepped and measured before starting. Timing is critical. The batter should be mixed immediately before frying to maintain its cold temperature and minimize gluten development. Chefs often chill bowls and utensils to further control batter temperature. Consistency in shrimp sizing ensures uniform cooking. Experienced chefs adjust oil temperature based on batter reaction, using small test droplets to gauge readiness. They also value the subtle interplay of flavors: the shrimp's natural sweetness, the batter's neutral crispness, and the accompanying dipping sauce's umami depth.